You clearly love being part of the South Wellminster community. Many people, including non-Anglicans and non-believers, value the Anglican choral music tradition. Yet, is it sustainable as church attendance continues to fall, especially in a rural location like Southwell?
I certainly do love being part of the cathedral choir and the wider community at Southwell. Sustainable is an interesting and perhaps worrying question. All that I can say is that church attendance in cathedrals is apparently rising slightly, while it may be falling across the rest of the country in other churches. Also, Southwell is a parish cathedral in that it has its own parish and congregation rather than just having a role for the county and the diocese, so it's perhaps more at the heart of the community than some cathedrals. I couldn't argue that Anglican church music is as vital to society or as important as the work of NHS workers or state school teachers, for example, but I do love being part of it.
And your next record?
Now, in the run-up to doing this, I had two conversations with two of my children who tried to guess what my eight choices for Desert Island Discs were. Both, before they said anything else, said, "Oh, well, it'll be a Billy Joel song then, won't it?" They both, in fact, guessed the wrong song, and the same wrong song, incidentally, but that was the first thing they thought of. Now, I'm a songwriter, mainly comic songs, as you know, and I sometimes think that all my compositions are just expanded versions of songs. And so I love the music of people who write their own songs, particularly if they write their own words, like Joni Mitchell or Paul Simon or Don McLean. Though somehow I've never managed to relate to some people's hero, Bob Dylan. Billy Joel is for me the greatest of the singer-songwriters, and I've been really lucky to see him live twice. Not that I go to pop or rock concerts very much. This is a lesser-known album track, never a single, which I think is really beautiful.